whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Tate, watching the power play and how well it's going, you can be anywhere. I've seen you in the left circle. I've seen you in the right circle. You start in the middle, you know, at the bumper. I've seen you at the point. I've seen you in battles behind the net. I've seen you in battles on the wall. Every now and then I see you charge the net. Is that causing chaos to the penalty kill and really one of the reasons you guys have been doing so well on the power play?
Yeah, I think, you know, typically when I'm standing on that left dot like I usually have in the past, I think obviously teams have caught on to try to take that one-timer away. When you do that, it's a little tougher to get shots off and kind of take you out of the play. So I think for us, just trying to get me more involved is just being able to move positions. I think it just started moving me into the bumper, and from there, just trying to be in good support for the guys around me. And I think that's kind of opened up the possibility of me to kind of switch in and out of spots with some of the other guys in the unit. And I think Quinny does a really good job reading off me when I want to switch with him. And he kind of just rolls into the bumper and I flex out. And Dallas does a great job moving up top. And I think just a little bit more motion will, I think, help us get away from PKs being able to just sit on one guy and take away a threat. So I think for us, just that motion causes a little confusion for the PK and makes them make a decision on what they're going to take away. And obviously, if they take away something, another thing's open.
Now, is there a method to what you're doing, or are you just looking for open ice? And when you see the open ice, you add to it?
I think I'm just trying to read areas to support guys and times when I should pop to pockets to get shots off. I think it's kind of just reading off your teammates. I think as I see Dolls walk one way or the other, I'm just trying to find a spot where I can get myself into a shooting position or a position to distribute it. And obviously Dolls is one of the best in the league at running the power play, and I'm just trying to read off of him and Quinny and JJ on the flanks when they're in shots, shot positions to, you know, shoot a one-timer. I'm trying to get to the net, and when they're in a spot to pop it to me in the slot, I'm trying to find a spot to get that shot off.
Now, has this helped Zucker too? Because there have been times he's been wide open in his spot right in front of the net. Has all this confusion kind of helped him also?
Well, I think when you have motion, PK, they got to have a little more awareness on where guys are, where they're going. I think when you have a stationary power play where guys are kind of setting their spots, you know where guys are going to be and may not have to shoulder check as much. And I think with all the movement we have right now, it can draw some of the, you know, the defensemen on the PK away from the net front. And I think when that happens, you know, you've seen a couple great plays where Quinny gets it kind of at the bottom of the circle and Zucks is all alone at the net front. So, yeah, I think that motion just creates confusion and chaos for the PK, and we've been able to capitalize on it.
Right now you have to play wing. It's not like you've never played it before. How have you adjusted to it, and how have you liked it so far?
Yeah, it's been good. I think it's a little more, you know, straight line north. North-south kind of game, and I think, you know, it's just kind of where he's got me right now. I'm comfortable playing any position, so for me, I don't really care where I'm playing, and you know, I feel just as comfortable on the wing as I do in the middle. Obviously, I'm playing with Cuzzy and Zucks, two great players, so been enjoying that, and I think we've been playing well together.
Still 41 games left. Ottawa's up first. This is a four-point game for you guys. I know you're all games are important. You want to get 2 points in any game, but especially in this game, you know, it's a four-point type of play with a team that's right in front of you.
Yeah, these are big games. I mean, every game for us is big. I think we've put ourselves in a position now where we don't have the luxury to, you know, take anybody lightly. And especially your division, these are big points, and it can swing the standings pretty drastically. I think obviously you look at kind of the start we've had, and you know the adversity we've faced. We're still only 7 points out of a playoff spot right now, so we've got a good opportunity to make something happen, and tomorrow night's going to be a big one.